Carrot, of course, this is where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. President Trump signed a couple more executive orders today, one asking to look into banking regulations, Dodd-Frank. The idea is to peel back some of the regulations that were put on banks after they tanked our economy back in 2008. So if you were affected by the banking and real estate industries back in 2008, you tell us, you recovered? You buy the idea that the banks have learned their lesson? Or will the banks go right back to trying to make every single penny they possibly can with no actual care in the world if they ruin the economy? I get it. Regulations are a headache. They limit American businesses from doing, well, their business. But at the same time, President Obama and Congress didn't just put regulations on because of nothing. They did it because our banks needed to be bailed out after they bet on themselves failing. Remember that? Just that part alone. Certain investment banks bet that they would fail. No, banks don't need us to watch over them. They'll be fine. Nothing to see here. These are not the droids you're looking for. So what happens if these big Wall Street banks end up in the same predicament again? Well, what do? Do they get bailed out again? Do we get bailed out? What happens? Nobody asked that question. Last night we talked about this concept of fake news, and right on cue, Kellyanne Conway made up a Bowling Green massacre when explaining to cable news why we need to keep refugees out of the country. The only problem is, well, there's no such thing. She was misinformed at best, meaning two Iraqi men were living in Bowling Green when apprehended for aiding and abetting Al-Qaeda. But no massacre, not even a plan for one. This sparked incessant mocking on social media, and once again, the cycle continues. Also, since we're on the topic of media, how about we just stop using White House sources? After hearing an Australian PM talk about his phone call with Trump, it seems once again someone inside that administration is just spinning the story to embarrass the president. So from here on out, I'm only going to be outraged when someone says something I can see or hear with my own eyes. I mean, there's plenty of that to go around, right? Hashtag Bowling Green. So everything else just seems like a huge setup. What a shocking, terrible week for protests, as it seemed more than ever that the protest movement on both sides is being strong-armed by violence, protests and counter-protests, punches and counter-punches, fascists and counter-fascists? I don't know. Is that a thing? I'm starting to think that any political movement that has an alt in front of it, let's just go ahead and alt-control-delete. Make sense? We didn't have a chance to talk about it early in the week, but Chicago began the bag tax this week, putting a 7-cent tax on all bags, paper, plastic, barf, you name it. And this really means that all you're going to see is grown men walking into the parking lot, awkwardly clutching to loose grocery items. I ain't paying. I'm cradling this frozen pizza, this milk, these three limes, these $3 for $5 yogurts, this loaf of bread and some dip and the bag of potatoes and this can of Folgers. I dare you to stop me. Also, can I get a bag of ice? In weather, it's warming up. In sports, the Bulls are in Houston tonight. Do the Bulls ever win when they're in Houston? They probably did during Tibbs, but man, I remember those teams with Vernon Maxwell and Otis Thorpe. Maybe a Sleepy Floyd. Doesn't matter. The Bulls always lose in Houston. Yao Ming's getting his number retired tonight. Hopefully he doesn't pull a hammy raising his jersey to the rafters. Also, trade rumors swirling. The Bulls are reportedly interested in Chicago product Jahlil Okafor. The Whitney Young star isn't really working out in Philly, so hey. He's got to walk like two blocks further than when he went where he went to high school. I say do it. Trade everyone except Zipser. Got to keep Zipser. And finally tonight, Lady Gaga will perform at the Super Bowl tomorrow. She apparently was told to not be political. Hey, I'm all for the lack of politics if that means she gets to keep her meat bikini. Don't take away my Gaga meat bikini, PC America. That's the carryout for February 23rd, 2017. Speaking of meat bikinis, we got those tonight for a limited time. You're welcome. All right, coming up, we'll reload this week's news. Jen Sabella and Gerard McClendon are here. We got a lot to do. Biggest stories, winners, losers. Which story will we remember from this week in 5, 10, 50 years from now? It's a download on 720 WGN. Stay with us.